What's going on?
What it do? It's your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Yes.
Why are you so ghetto today?
I have no idea. I've been listening to a lot of rap and ratchet podcasts. Well, not ratchet podcasts, but hip-hop podcasts, I guess.
I have no reason.
You don't know who we are. This is Simone.
And this is Sarita. You know who this is by now.
Still clean ears, though, just in case.
So, kind of.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about passions.
Yes. Juggling passions with work, because that's life. More often than not, we're seeing so many more people who are like, wait, I don't have to put my life on hold and the things that I want to do on hold just because I got this day job and real life bills and things I like and need to eat and stuff. So we're just talking about how we make it all happen and just tips to help you stay sane while you do it.
Yeah, and I feel like the number one thing for me that's helped is that there are a lot of things that you may want to do or you feel like you're interested in, but when I had a realization of kind of where God was leading me, some of those things that I just liked but didn't love, I felt like I could definitely let go of now. Like when you're younger, you feel like everything is that thing that you're gonna do, and in reality, probably not. So if you can kind of figure out your actual lane, some of those things that are kind of passions but not stuff you're super, super good at or really called to, you can kind of fall away and it won't feel so bad. You won't feel guilty about letting it go.
Absolutely. I think that to your point, like when you're younger, you see people doing different things and you'd be like, I could do that.
Right.
I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that. And next thing you know, it's like so many options. But yeah, as you get older, you really get to a place where it's like, okay, what am I good at and what would I like to do every day? What could I enjoy doing every single day? I may be like, oh, that's cute to be doing the, you know, singing grams, but is that what I want to do with my life? Maybe not.
That's true. I was like, I love to read. I'm going to be a book editor. And then I got older and I was like, I have to read for me, not for other people. So no.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think another great thing is figuring out if your passion kind of melds with like a ministry or a nonprofit, a place where you can volunteer, kind of cultivate it and see if it's something that you want to pursue for real, or if it's just a hobby. Because yes, there are things that you're good at, but it might be just good at for you. And then there's other things that you're good at and affect other people. And then there are even things that you're good at, and that could be the thing that you're supposed to go towards in life.
Absolutely. And I love that because it helps to have the covering of some more resources while you're figuring it out. So you're still holding on to your day job, still, you know, like having like meals and roofs and things.
Yeah.
And also you have somebody else who's kind of backing you. So you can say, let me just dabble in this particular skill for these people in a way that's less risky. And I don't have to start a whole business, get a tax ID and do all this stuff. And yay, I got papers. Oh, wait, I hate this. Never mind. It eliminates a lot of the trial and error.
Yes. An example for that is that I've always been good with kids. People have been telling me, maybe you should be a teacher. Maybe you should be a nanny. And I was like, I don't know. So I started to volunteer. There was a lot.
Girl.
I was about to be Mary Poppins up in this piece. But
I know you outside the walls.
When I was volunteering that church, I actually volunteered for years in the children's ministry, and every time it would be an hour and a half and then I would be done for the rest of the day after just that hour and a half, because I tend to do 110% of myself into that, and them kids will suck it all up, but they don't really give back to you. They just take it and run, literally run.
Literally.
And you still have to follow after them. And so after years and years of doing that, I realized, hey, teacher, not for me. Nanny, probably not. But I still know that that's a skill that I'll have. And maybe that'll just be something that my family will enjoy, family and friends. Hey, she's the cool auntie. And that's all I really need to be. I have no problems not being anybody's super nanny.
Exactly. I love that. Some things are just hobbies, something you enjoy doing. You can just do it for a little bit and then literally keep your day job.
Exactly.
Literally. So we know that some of you guys, like we are in the super thick of things. It's like, okay, I have this amazing thing, this thing that I'm passionate about. I'm working on it. Things are going really, really great. It's getting a little demanding. But then I also have this job and they want me to do stuff. I'll be there all day. It's a lot of stuff. And so it's like, okay, there are literally only 24 hours in a day. I need a lot of sleep, so I don't have that many hours to work with. How? I'm telling you, if I have 7 hours of sleep, girl, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I know. So I think the first thing that helped me was to learn to not resent my day job. And that's really hard, because when there's a lot of stuff going on and I feel like I could be doing this and making this kind of content and putting this together, and I'm at work and they need stuff, whatever.
I'm like, I hear like deadlines. I'm like, But my podcast, though.
And it's like, but how? And I had to remember, like, wait, you prayed for this job, too. Mm-hmm. And God gave you this job. And if right now you're in this place where you have these two amazing things that you have to steward, it doesn't, I've learned that it just doesn't benefit me to have a bunch of negative feelings in a particular direction, because those negative feelings are making me miserable for, or at least were making me miserable for the stuff that I really was passionate about too. It was, wasn't an on and off switch, would be wonderful if it was, but it wasn't an on off switch. And I'm like, I can't hate bits and pieces of my life and then try to come over here and be like, yay. I needed to develop a positive perspective about everything because they do work together. You know, we get to buy the things that we need for clean years with our jobs, pay for photo shoots and such. Stay tuned. Or maybe you already saw it.
They've already seen it.
Whatever. You're welcome. So that has been super helpful to me. Sarita, what keeps you sane and zen-like in this time?
I don't even know what that is. But if I were trying to say
something. Hypothetically
speaking, saying no is essential. And that's no on both sides. No sometimes to the passion project because...
You telling us no, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'd be saying no.
I feel you, yeah.
And then there's no on the work end, just like protecting your space and your, you know, things that you have to do. And they're like, oh, I can't take on that extra thing right now. And maybe because in my mind, I know I'm not going for my job to be there for a super long time. So I'm not always going for the promotion or that thing to make me stand out. I'm like, yo, I'm cool being in the background because I ain't gonna be here this whole time. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do my job and do it well, but I'm not striving the way other people are striving. And so, yo, let them have that. You go for that thing. I'm over here like 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 for me sometimes, 9 to 6:30 if it has to be. But when I come home, maybe that's not going to be a cleaner's night. Maybe that needs to be a Sarita night. Maybe she needs to reconnect with her friends and family because you don't want people to be on the back burner. You would rather have a project to kind of be on the back burner. So maybe not everything we wanted to do on clean years happens on the timetable of if it were our 9 to 5, but it does happen. And it happens in God's timing more often than not.
Absolutely. Another thing that keeps me together is acknowledging that, okay, I can't do it all. You know, there are a lot of amazing ideas that come up and I have to really, really trust that, okay, God is gonna make this happen in His timing. And just because the idea is on my mind right now, it doesn't mean, darn it, I have to do this right now. I don't have the time. Why are you guys calling me? And I'm mad at everybody around me. But I have to learn that, you know what? I can't do it all. But I'm doing the things that I need to do. I feel good about the work that I do. And I celebrate what I'm able to get done and the things that I'm able to implement and execute for clean ears. But if I can't do it right now, it's like, okay, jot that down. The idea is not forgotten. Continue to pray about it. And God will open up an opportunity for me to do it when He's ready and when it will be the most fruitful.
Mm-hmm. So this may have been more a video for us.
I feel like it was a low-key vent because, guys, I was super stressed on this very day.
Yep. Girl, I've been stressed a lot lately, especially with all the things that we've been having going on with clean air. So in that vein, definitely want to like, subscribe, share, comment, and all of those things because we are doing a lot on the clean air side and we want you to be part of it, be part of this earbuds family. So go ahead and subscribe right now. Subscribe. Right. Yes, there. Okay.
There. Cover all. Oh, yeah. So, guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.